I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me call me Superman. Deep tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip. Cut to the chase. I tell a motherfucking slut to her face. Play no games. Say no names. Ever since I broke up with what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my ass. Kiss my lips. Bitch, why ask? Kiss my dick. Hit my cash. I'd rather have you whip my ass. Don't put out. I'll put you out. Won't get out. I'll push you out. Out, popping shit, wouldn't piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Bitch, if you had, wouldn't buy you life. What you trying to be my new wife? What you, Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman, your Superman, your Superman.
Don't get me wrong,
I love these hoes.
It's no secret, everybody knows. Yeah, we fucked, bitch, so what? That's about as far as your buddy goes. We'll be friends, I call you again. I chase you around every bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. We'll see how much you'll be partying in. You don't want that, neither do I. I don't wanna flip when I see you with guys. Much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what sluts do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just fucked you. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
First thing you say,
I'm not fazed. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh yeah, girl, run that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo, what's that say? Rotten pieces, that's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall at all, so don't grow partial. That's ammo for my arsenal. I slap you off that bar stool. There goes another lawsuit. Leave handprints all across you. Good loaded, loaded. You must be going off that water bottle. You want what you can't have. Ooh, girl, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't grab. End up with two back hands. Put anthrax on a Tampax and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance. Don't mean to ruin your plans. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman.
Hey everybody, Thursday night and here we are. It's been so long since we did a radio show. For you guys, it's been a week. But a week from now, you'll hear us from 3 hours ago. And it'll be cool.
Or not.
It's like that David Cross sketch, the pre-recorded call-in show.
Yeah.
You know, it's a momentous occasion.
Freaking good sketch.
What happens if the radio show doesn't get broadcast? Will there be like a temporal paradox?
Probably, yeah.
There already is a temporal paradox. Because we talked about how this show was so good on the next show.
Oh, yeah.
That we shot before this show.
So it's Thursday, and we're and in riffs and lycras and my hands, but not in hot stuffs, because he's a queer bait.
Yeah.
Glass of absinthe nog.
the only one that's going to
waiting until
the contents of my stomach.
Waiting until we were on the air to try it for the first time. Are you ready, Riff?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. You ready? You ready, Jenny? Here we go. That's pretty foul. It's not as bad as I was expecting.
Yeah.
You should try it.
No.
Just try it.
It's a sip. Like licorice flavored
eggnog. I could actually get into that. I think I'll finish it.
It's palatable.
Yeah.
I think I will finish it. I don't know if I will ever drink another one.
Oh,
it's okay. It is exactly like those candies.
Like Kaopectate and
No, do you know what I'm talking about? The ones that have like the candy outside and like the gummy interior.
Oh, like Good and Plenty's?
I guess.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That is exactly what that tastes like.
Yeah, it does kind of taste like Good and Plenty.
It's licorice with candy coating.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
Maybe we've come up with a new name. It's not Absinthe Nog, it's Good and Plenty. You have to stir it up. It doesn't mix very well.
It's kind of got, it's like a greenish eggnog.
Yeah, no, it really does look like radioactive waste. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, gonna finish that drink. Gonna finish that beverage. And it's gonna sit really well on top of the tequila from dinner and the ice cream and, yeah.
Good for you.
KMD suggests that you should be a spokesperson for things. It's palatable. I guess that was Riff. Not you. I looked at you when I said that. Of course, the listening audience doesn't know who I was looking at.
It's true.
The indefinite article.
We should start video podcasting just so that people can watch something that's really boring.
Yeah.
I don't feel like people get enough opportunities to watch things that are incredibly boring.
I feel like there are plenty of video podcasts that are just of people sitting around, and they are just people sitting around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I often, you know, like, when I listen to a podcast, I like to listen to people talking about stuff, so why wouldn't I want to watch people sitting around or, like, maybe, you know, playing, like, ice hockey on a Game Boy while other people are talking?
Wow, we can hear Riff drinking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty crunchy. It's substantial. Time for me to take another swig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys. Yeah, in the vein of that, I've been spending the last couple days watching guys on the internet playing Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh, yeah?
And talking while they do it.
Really?
Are they funny?
They are pretty funny. It's the same two guys that did the Let's Play videos for No More Heroes and Killer 7 that I watched, and they have become funnier.
Huh.
That's good. Do you think it's just practice?
I don't know. I attribute some of it to the fact that the cutscenes in Metal Gear Solid 3 are half an hour long each, and so by the time it gets back to the gameplay, they're just frantic.
Are they really half an hour? Are there really
the opening cutscene is easily half an hour long.
Wow.
After that, they're not so bad.
Wow.
I don't think I would want to sit through a half hour.
Yeah.
Opening cutscene.
What
have you been playing this week?
Are you talking to me? Or are you talking to Riff?
The indefinite article. You.
Yeah. Hmm. Us.
What about you, Riff?
What have the rest of us been playing? I played some Spirit Tracks. I started a little bit of Disgaea 2 on the PSP, which is, I guess, identical to Disgaea 2 on the other platforms that it is on. That's about it.
How's Spirit Tracks holding up?
I'm getting increasingly bored of the long, repetitive train rides, but the dungeons are really fun.
I mean, I feel like that is how I would describe every Zelda game that I have played since Ocarina of Time. Like, the dungeons are really awesome, and I wish the rest of the game didn't suck.
Yeah.
And is boring. Like,
why do they do that? Why do they have these boring interstitials?
I don't know.
Man, I pissed myself off really badly the other night because I purchased and downloaded Dracula X Chronicles for the PSP so that I could get Symphony of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looked up how to unlock it, attempted to, and filled myself with the fury that I typically get when playing platformer games, especially ones with a limited number of lives and continues that send you back to the very beginning of the stage.
Hmm.
And then realized, oh wait, I already bought Symphony of the Night for PS3, and I can upload it to my PSP for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever, like, if you ever experience, like, a rage shortage.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean,
that would be a very good source for some extra rage should need some.
Well, so, like,
if I need to, like, Super Saiyan or something.
If you lose a ball, say, in, like, a napping accident. I was trying to think of a way in which you might lose a testicle, but like I couldn't.
Oh, a testicle. Right. I thought you were talking about just like a ball.
Yeah, like if you
like a billiard ball.
If you're playing
a
pinball. If you're playing a pinball machine and you lose a ball.
Yeah.
You might have some spare pinballs here.
Wow, I remember back when I was a kid when losing a ball on a pinball machine made me really angry. And you want to relive that anger, so you.
I remember what it was like every time I play a platforming game. Yeah. I wonder how I can recapture that nostalgia.
I have been playing the shit out of. I've been playing a significant amount of a game that you've also been playing a significant amount of. That being Bubble Tanks Tower Defense.
If you haven't played the original Bubble Tanks games, you definitely should. They're pretty cool.
Pretty straightforward, like short, simple.
Shooting action game. I don't know what kind of genre you'd call that.
Yeah, I mean you're like kind of exploring a map.
It's just sort of a trending map.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's all of the you and all the enemies are made out of like bubbles, basically of different colors, and you pick up bubbles that you blow off of people. Bubble Tanks Tower Defense is very much just a tower defense game. It is like a somewhat more complicated version of Desktop Tower Defense.
It is extremely well balanced and very enjoyable to play. Mm. But it has this sort of feature where you can complete all the levels to sort of advance through the game, or you can get the little level icon to light up if you play it perfectly without losing a life.
Yeah.
And as the game goes on and on, it gets much, much, much harder to do that.
Yep. I feel like I need to just not try and get perfect on every level because I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not good enough at like juggling in tower defense games to really pull it off.
By the end, they definitely require juggling for sure.
I have been playing the shit out of Might and Magic Clash of Heroes.
That's on the DS.
Yeah, it's fun. Talked about it a little bit on Monday. I feel like I played some other Flash game. Oh, you know what I started playing today was that I don't really understand why I kept playing it, but somebody did. They did a sequel to that game that I don't remember what it's called, Phage Wars, where you've like the interface is like a Mac desktop, and you're like theoretically like sequencing genes for like bacteria
it's
and then
like
playing
a
levels.
Galcon.
It's like Galcon, yeah. Clone. It's like. Like the sort of thing where you have like control points that if you occupy them they generate like a number which is like your sort of troop presence there, and then you the controls are like dragging from one cell to another, and what that does is cause half of the troops in that cell to attack the other cell.
Right.
And
then some cells had like advantages over other.
Yeah,
ones.
There were some with increased growth rates and some that were easier to defend against attacks and.
Right.
I don't remember what else, but it was the sequel to it, and I played more than halfway through it and did not see a single difference between it and the original game. And I don't know, like, I kept checking to make sure that I hadn't accidentally played the first one by hitting the wrong button or something.
Like just identical, not new features.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow, that's weird.
This is stuff kind of rises up on you. starting.
Yeah, it's got a flavor that I can't. There's like a tone of something that I want to say like bubble gum, but that's not it.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is, though, that when you take a sip of it, it just, like, stays right there in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, wow. Mic up. I gotta find a better way to keep my shit on my face.
You can get a pair of headphones that go over your head.
It hurts my glasses.
I don't think your glasses
it makes my
feel
glasses
any pain.
Hurt my ears.
It tastes like Christmas in the middle of like a burning oil fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, weren't your Christmases as a kid like that?
Tire fire. Maybe a tire fire.
That's the taste.
Like having your Christmas celebration in the middle.
Like fire is not something I would have characterized.
You didn't have Christmas like out on that island off the coast of like it's like near Nantucket, except it's like somebody drilled an oil well that just, like, explosively spewed crude oil out into the water. But then they, like, got scared, and so they left. But before they left, they lit the top of the spill on fire. Huh. And it turned out to be just, like, a gigantic, never-ending geyser of oil. So, like, this island and all the people who live on it are just trapped in the middle of, a floating oil fire and have been for, like, 50 years.
Wow!
No, that's...
Oh, is that not true?
No.
Now I'm sad, because that sounded awesome.
Yeah, but how would they... I mean, all they eat is, like, really oily, burnt, dead fish.
Oh, but it's pre-cooked.
Yeah, well, that... Yeah. No, it's like... And it's, like, deep-fried.
They have that... There's apparently that, like, giant island of floating plastic trash in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
It's not really an entire island.
Is it?
You couldn't really walk on it.
See, that's what I'm wondering. I think we ought to...
It's just a region of high density of trash.
Put
like the size
load
of
it
Texas,
up, put some more
huge.
Trash on there and build shit on that. Yeah, we need more land for all the stupid humans we've got.
Yeah, well, we could put servers on there and then there would be no laws.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could put like underage girls on there and there would be no laws.
Do you think there's no age of consent in international waters?
No, there's no age of consent in Plastic Sylvania, which is the country I have established. By placing a flag on top of a bleach bottle floating in the ocean, I have found a nation.
What was the... Was it Sealand? Was that the...
Yeah.
The data warehouse, whatever?
Yeah. Not to be confused with SEE Land, which is Negative Land's record label.
Oh.
Or, Waterworld, which was a Kevin Costner movie. They found a planet that they think is made of water.
All the way through?
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far away.
They think it's turtles all the way down. 40 light years?
Yeah, something.
It's sea turtles all the way down. Although apparently the atmosphere is so thick that you can't see the sun from the surface, and the pressure would also kill you.
I know.
It's like twice the diameter of Earth, I think, and... I was listening to it, and I was really interested in the story, and then I was like, well, I'm at Home Depot. Time to shut off the car.
I feel like...
And I didn't even get what I needed at Home Depot, because they didn't have it.
It is possible that, you know, 20-year, 30-year, 100 years from now, or whatever, we'll look back on all these things which we thought we knew about the universe and be like, wow, we really interpreted all that data completely wrong.
Yeah, thinking about what it actually means when they say that they have found a planet is
just a bunch of numbers that
the star's wobbling, that must mean that there's a planet of this mass and it gets dark
and
periodically,
you know, there's some compelling arguments, I'm sure, but it's very abstract. They are not literally seeing anything. You know,
I like the planet that they theorized, because they did like spectroscopy to figure out some shit.
Sure.
This planet they theorized was made of like rock that, as the planet rotated and got and faced the sun, the rock would evaporate and then it would rain rocks elsewhere on the planet.
Wow.
And it would harden and yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
It'd suck to live there.
Yeah, it would suck to live there. Because like you'd need like gravel proof tiles.
Yeah.
And what would you make it out of?
You could have a really good concert there, though.
Or you could just consent. You could just resign yourself to living in a house that melted and fell elsewhere on the planet.
That's true.
Every day cycle. They call them day cycles in space. It's like a space day. Like, if you're on the moon, you don't say, like, oh, I sent the check a week ago. You say, I sent the check a space week ago.
The space check.
Oh, yeah. I space sent a space check a space week ago. Space AIDS. A lot of people asking about the...
Crimbo.
No Pants Trophy. Stuff from the 14th. Cyan220 says, I wanted to let you guys know that Stargazer67 left me in charge, but I was unable to record tonight. I was able to record tonight. My dog was not pooping/barfing/spooging everywhere. I would be pretty alarmed to see a dog spooging everywhere.
By alarmed, do you mean excited?
No.
You sure?
No, I think I mean alarmed.
Okay.
Right.
Haven't we already had that conversation?
I think that the German word for alarm is Alarm! I learned that from watching Das Boot.
Not from playing Castle Wolfenstein?
No.
Or Steam?
No, I don't think I ever... No, I guess I did play it. I played it, and one time I went to work, and my friend was visiting me. I was in high school, and I came back, and he was like, dude, you should play Wolfenstein. And I'm like, why? And he was like, just play it. And he had like used some editor to replace all the textures with porn. So it was just like castle boobs in space.
So
space castle space boobs.
If he had just left that and not done any, like if you had just like done that and then like left,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't play it for like 6 months and then you decided to play some.
Like, in front of my mom. I'm like, Mom, check out this cool game from 6 months ago. Like, oh, my!
Do you think you would have realized what had happened?
I don't know. Probably.
You might assume that you found the secret hidden level.
Yeah. Because I think it was porn that he had brought with him. So I probably would have recognized it as his porn.
Do you think there's like 320 cow porn level?
320 by 200. 256 color VGA porn.
Is that the screen resolution or is that the tile resolution?
It was the screen resolution.
So you're actually seeing less than that at any given moment.
Huh. Yeah. But I mean, the images themselves were probably not more than 320 by 200. 320 by 240. Sorry.
No one's ever going to need a monitor that's bigger than 320
by
240. 320
by 240, yeah. I mean, like, you could beat off to that, I guess. Like, you could pretty accurately portray, like, a nipple. So, if you were capable of beating off to a picture of a nipple, then it would be easier, because you could just take a picture of your own nipple, or just, like,
photo swap.
Look really closely at your own nipple, and then you'd always have porn.
You know...
So I don't think that would actually work.
You could also just not look at anything. It's possible to do that.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's for queers. And they think they're not looking at anything, but they're actually looking at a dude's dick. King Stupid says, "Hey, Jake and Scully, my laptop display died, and I'm sick as a dog." So you're spooging everywhere. I finally got caught up on transcriptions tonight. Let everybody know I should be back in action. Well, everybody, King Stupid should be back in action with the transcriptions. Useless One says, "Damn it, Scully, I tried to go to Brandon Patton's website because I liked his music that you played, and it redirected me to some PC security attack site. That sucked." I don't know why Useless One sounded like that.
I thought it was maybe because Patton was in there.
No. Oh. Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Neon says, "Misspelling on the snow hat made of show."
That's already been fixed.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh. Good work.
I didn't fix it, I'm just saying.
Somebody fixed it?
Yeah.
Grimdell says, "If the Elven suicide capsule is so sugary potent, shouldn't the stocking mimic be able to consume it in gastronomic bliss?"
It's not candy.
You don't think it's candy? It's a pill.
But is it just because it gives you sugar rush?
Yeah.
It's candy?
I don't know.
No.
Because, like, the cello isn't candy.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I'm not going to finish this. This keeps coming back on me.
But you have a whole thing full of eggnog.
You've only got a little bit left
to consume.
We could, mix it with, like, urine.
What about, eggnog and tequila?
That would probably be gross. Gowrin says...
less gross.
Sorry, say again?
More or less gross than this.
Oh, I don't know. Gowrin says, the Crimbo Casino is amazing! Good job! C.D. Moyer did a good job coding up some casinos.
Yep.
We'll probably try and figure out a way to put 11 in the real casino in some form or another.
Yeah. The it'll odds be, will different, be
yeah,
different.
Odds will yeah. change, yeah. And it'll probably let you bet Mr. A's instead of Crimbooks.
Yeah, not... Wow, that would be...
We'll let you feed in your credit card number and play real money.
Yeah. While we go to jail.
Oh no, another putt says, the casino makes me want a real-life deck of KOL playing cards. Well then, Riff has some great news for you.
Yep, we are in fact working on just that thing.
By we, he means Riff.
Yeah. Yes. just currently working on coming up with some rules for a variety of different games with which you can play. With it, which that will be playable with it.
Were you trying to structure that sentence so that it ended with all prepositions?
I think so.
You know, Indian poker actually might be more interesting with that deck.
They've got a full house.
What? Why?
Because the value range is so much smaller and there are so many more of them available.
Hmm.
So in a large group...
It would make it more difficult.
But more interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, given the new poker values, you can probably adapt it to just about any poker variation
sure.
you wanted to play.
What about poker in the rear?
Poker in the rear. Liquor in the face.
Yeah.
Liquor on the sidewalk. But alright, so...
But anyway, we did
a lot of radio.
That is a potentially a real future project,
yeah.
Although I don't know when.
I don't know how I feel about 8 suits.
We're getting the cards printed in China or whatever.
Yeah, or India.
India, sorry.
Where they will come back covered in delicious curry sauce.
Ooh, I hope so.
Yeah, that's how Indian poker works, right? It's like regular poker, but the cards are all soaked in curry.
And, cooked in a clay oven.
Oh my gosh, I hope I draw a sog. Evangeon Q says, don't you want Crimbotown to be everyone's favorite new meat sink? If so, why would you allow the change machine to break down after only a 100K deposit? Well, it's 100K a day. I don't expect people to use that, really. It is something that you can do if you want to spend a lot of resources absolutely maximizing the amount of Crimbucks that you can get, but I really do not intend for everyone to use that. I did not expect that everyone would feel like it was worth it.
Yeah, I feel like it was really just there as a fail-safe for people that somehow ended up with no Crimbucks could get back into it, into the gambling.
You know, there are just multiple ways of getting Crimbucks, and you can choose how invested you want to be in the whole process. So, you know, it's how important is the stuff you can get from the cartel.
Yeah. Reginili says, Crimbo 11 is impressive. Will it be added to the regular casino? Yeah. Squeeze says, any chance of getting the 11 table as an iPhone app? That would be stellar. Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's not really that much more fun than
Blackjack.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
booting it
up on the iPhone.
That's cool about it is that it has sort of a relatively complicated, you know, decision tree table or whatever, but it's you can get really close to perfect odds with not a lot of rules. Hmm. So it's in that way it's better than Blackjack, you know.
Azumarill says, so the part of Blackjack that I never understood in the card game, not your 11 game, is the concept of doubling down. It just so happens that's the part you also neglected to explain in the rules. Thankfully, though, every time I click it, I win. Could you possibly explain how this actually works?
You must be the only person.
No.
I mean, so the way doubling down works in Blackjack is you double your bet and you are dealt one additional card, sometimes face down. To be revealed after the dealer has dealt with everybody else's cards. But basically, you double your bet and you get dealt one card. You always double down on 11, like, strategically, because you're likely to get a 21, and that's unbeatable, right? If the dealer is likely to bust, like, say the dealer is showing a 6, you double down on anything that you can double down on in a lot of cases. Like, you probably wouldn't want to double down on, like, a soft 20.
You wouldn't double down on a 5 if you had a 5 and the dealer had a 6.
I would double down on a 5. If I had 5 total and the dealer was showing a 6, I would double down on 5.
The dealer gets one more card and wins.
No.
The dealer gets a 10. He doesn't have to keep going if he's already beaten you.
Yeah, he does.
No?
Yes, he does.
If he has beaten you?
Yes, because, like...
If it's just the two of you playing...
I don't think... No. The dealer has to hit 16. If you have a 12... Yeah, that's not true at all. The dealer plays by the same rules all the time. The dealer has to hit 16.
That seems weird to me, because I thought that if you had...
I mean, they're not going to play by different rules if there's... based on how many people are at the table, right? And if there's other people at the table, then he definitely has to keep going, right? Like, and it's like, it's sort of bullshit, like, oh, I lost this hand because there's no one else at the table. Like,
huh.
That's just not how it works.
Okay. I mean, I've never really played in casinos.
Pisswanker says, so when are you going to add the KOL playing cards into the real life store? Maybe make them just like the cards in the 11 game. Like, an inch and a half tall by an inch wide.
Yeah. They're similar. It's the cards that you see in the 11 game are actually only half a deck.
I still think we should just sell a deck of just those 24 cards.
That would only be 24 cards. You can't really play any games with that.
Yeah, you can. You can play 3-card poker. You can play 3-card stud.
Well, you can do that with half of the deck that we sell.
Okay, but then they won't have pictures of... art, my glorious arts.
The idea of a deck with 4 colors of suits is weird, too.
It works out pretty well, actually, because it gives you more options for game mechanics.
Sure.
So, like, the games that I've been translating, I get to decide, does a suit in the old game get translated to suits in the new game, or colors in the new game? And things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
So you could have like a blue flush, and it would be like you had one of those toilet treatment
yeah.
things.
And then if you got 1,000 of them,
yeah, then you'd win. That's how you win.
Yeah.
Really, you just buy 1,000 of these decks of cards, and you win.
Yeah. If you buy 1,000 decks of these cards, we'll send you a trophy.
Urutsini says, I'm playing 11 and I have 4 cards on the table totaling 11, but it asks if I want to hit or stand. It's most disconcerting, thank you. Yeah, that's on purpose.
Well,
because
it isn't necessarily on purpose. Like, right now, or I don't know if this ever got fixed, but it was only supposed to offer you the chance to hit if you had a soft 11. Right? If you had a hard 11, hitting you would always bust.
Oh. You know, if you bust on the 5th card, you don't get the 5 card Charlie.
Correct.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. The logic being that if you have a soft 11, meaning that an ace is counting for 6 instead of 1, then you can get one more card, get a 5 card Charlie, because there's no way you can bust with that hand, and thus be assured of victory, because the dealer doesn't even get a chance to reveal his cards.
Right, as opposed to having the chance of pushing
where
the dealer gets 11.
So in no case would you lose, but you stand to gain more than by not doing it. So that's why that's there, but the logic, for some reason, was very complicated, and so C.D. Moyer just let it be there for any 4-card hand where you're on 11.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hrag says, skills from a Crimbo Carol chapters are not auto-marked permed. Was this intentional?
Yep.
We want people to perm them.
It's gonna be really interesting to see the quantities of things that exist after Crimbo.
The skill books are in the mall for like a million meat now.
I mean, that's in line with the 100 meat per Crimbuck exchange.
1,000 meat.
Sorry, 1,000 meat per Crimbuck exchange. So, you know.
Yeah. It seems like we've maybe done a better job than normal this Crimbo of making it so newbies can make a lot of meat if they play shrewdly.
I mean, I think that's pretty likely.
Because, I mean, you can't normally earn... You know, that guy in the forums was talking about how, like, check it out, you can earn, like, the equivalent of 10,000 meat a turn.
Yeah.
You know, by selling this stuff. And you can't normally do that.
It's true.
I'm afraid to burp because I'm afraid that I will vomit. But I really feel like I need to burp so that this absinthe nog juice vapor will escape.
And kill us all.
So, people keep asking about the real-life cards. We could very, very easily and quickly make cards, but they would probably look crappy.
Yeah,
they would be expensive.
Well, we need to have them published properly. And
why would they look crappy?
Because there's a lot of really cheap manufacturers out there that will do it, but the quality of the cards is really low. So I mean, like we could probably within a month have, you know, a deck of cards, but it would kind of be awful.
Plus, I mean,
like it would be made out of cellophane,
horsehair.
For the purpose of
honey,
selling them, we want to be able to include a fairly comprehensive set of games.
Yeah, some novel game, and then a bunch of like specialized rules for playing.
Some new game, and then.
But couldn't
translations
that consist
of common games.
But couldn't that consist of a link on the Joker to a website where we describe the games?
Well, sure, but we have to come up with them first.
And you have to have them in the rules in the box.
Aye.
Because you could then take these and sell them in game stores and they would be a standalone product, you know. You just cuz you can reach the internet on your phone doesn't mean that you can just trust everyone to have access to the internet all the time.
I actually just get internet on my pants now.
Oh.
Having the internet in the pocket of my pants wasn't enough for me, so I got special space pants with internets.
Cool.
Internets woven into the very fabric.
Space internets?
Yeah. No, it's regular internet. And you know how I keep warm at night? Using a space heater.
No.
Yeah. No, porn pants. But it's actually terrible, because when I take my pants off, the porn goes away. I'm like, God damn it.
So that being that guy who's like only aroused tantalus. By the sight of his own flaccid penis.
Oh, yeah. Was that like a Saturday morning breakfast cereal?
It was Bad Gods.
Oh, okay. Pobblebonk says, where to start? The fundraiser was a great mechanic and fun content in the paper. The casino was awesome. The stuff for sale looks cool, and I'm intrigued by this resistance plot. This is all to say, I am enjoying Crimbo very much this year. Oh, and please let the resistance be called De Patholista Resistance. I get it. I didn't get it until I read it out loud.
That's not bad.
De Patholista. Yeah. Yar says, Clan Warfare and PvP revamp, please. Hot stuff, get on that PvP revamp.
Oh, God. For the love of God, please, no. Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's something that we've started working on.
Linguini Lad says, not that I'm complaining, but with the way the Crimbuck system works, it looks like I won't be able to get all this stuff from the cartel, especially since we only get 50 adventures there. I don't care what anybody says. Fruitcake is nasty. I especially hate those 50? Dried fruit bits slash cubes in it. The dried fruit bits slash cubes are the thing that makes it good, so you don't know from anything. Okay, so here's the deal with the Crimbo store, right? We made sure that just by playing normally and just doing the adventures in the plot that you will get enough Crimbucks to buy the outfit, which is the only part that's untradeable.
We didn't make sure. You could still screw it up and not get enough. Yeah, you could. Yeah, if you don't run any plus items, you might not get enough. And
well,
if you,
okay. And but if you basically, we want to make it pretty easy
didn't
to get
participate
the
in the first half of Crimbo.
Sure.
You could all like, but it is not hard.
Yeah.
At all.
It was not hard to get 1,000. Not hard to get 6,000.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard at all to get the outfit, which is the only part that you can't get later, potentially.
So, basic, and so the rations are, I don't really expect anyone to buy those, right? Like, that's just a
really?
Thing that you can buy, but
they're
you don't
pretty
have
desirable.
To, right? Yeah, but this is a consumable. And the decorations are consumable, too.
Yeah, half
like,
of the stuff in the store is consumable.
No, your face is consumable. You can get the familiar.
The familiar, which
your
is a consumable.
Mom is consumable.
Yeah. Familiar's not consumable.
You consume it.
Yep.
You can't trade it after you've used it.
Okay.
The Crimbo is also kind of a consumable.
Yeah, but definitely not everybody has to get the bow.
Right.
Right? Like, that is a thing that I think people are not. So, like, it does not do you as a person any good to have one bow, right? You guys just work it out in your clan, which five of you are going to do it.
Yeah.
and, you know, or why listen to a clan that has it, you know? I mean, it doesn't fucking do anything anyway. So, I don't even know why you'd be excited to have one.
I've tried so hard to get things done on time. And
I know.
We still fell behind.
It's, God, that thing, I described it in dev today as, like, the most effective procrastination device I've ever conceived of. I just can't get myself to work on it. Although, we figured out what everything is going to be, finally. And like, hey, let's do a bunch of shit that's a whole lot of work. Oh, okay.
Somebody in dev chat today is commenting on how interesting it is to have a device in your VIP lounge that you can click on to log out of the game.
Does it log you out of the game?
Apparently it used to.
It brings
to,
up
yeah,
the login
killed your
screen.
Session or something.
Oh, right. Because it was just a link to quote, so it probably just went to kingofloathing.com/, which would get redirected to... Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty it's pretty sweet. That's what it does, you know? It's the true spirit of Christmas is going out and giving. Like, stop playing this video game and go volunteer at an orphanage. That's what it's for.
Orphans like video games, though.
No, they don't. Orphans only like gruel and shelter.
Sweeping chimneys.
Do you ever see the movie Perfume?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never even heard of it.
You should see Perfume.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it about...
The beats? Full title is Perfume, The Story of a Murderer.
The Story of a Murderer.
Oh, I've heard of that, I think.
Really good.
Is it? Who, yeah. When did it come out? Who did it? Who's it by? Who's in it?
It was...
what time is it?
What's the guy's name? It's the guy who did Run Lola Run.
Okay.
What's his name?
Stefan Hindenburg.
Some German dude whose name I'm
forgetting. Franz...
Something Twi'lek.
Oh, yeah.
Franz something, Hitler.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he directed it.
Uwe Boll.
It is Tom Twi'lek or something?
Yeah.
Tom
Twiker. Twiker.
Tom Tiger.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
like
there's a W in there.
T-Y...
T-W-Y, I think.
You think?
Yeah. Tiker.
Tiker. T-Y-K-W-E-R. Tom Tyke.
Yeah, this is a good story here.
Yeah, that's good.
But no, you should definitely watch it. It's about a guy who has an incredibly refined sense of smell.
Does he smell like ladies?
Everything.
And then kills them because he can't stand their smell?
Not exactly, no.
Okay.
I like how we derived something, which was the name of a director. Yeah, cool.
So I forgot the Twitter.
Well, we can do that in the second half. We can
no.
Keep asking.
No.
Answering questions. We got a lot of questions still to go through.
Ender the Wumpa says, I just watched the first episode of The Lost Room and it was awesome. Thanks for pointing me towards it. You're welcome.
That was really good. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
People talking about our... oh yeah, I realized that you can also casual ascend and keep reusing the change machine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Did we?
Yeah. No, we didn't talk about it. I brought it up to Dev and made sure that it was okay.
Oh, I see. So the royal we.
Yeah.
So you just decided from on high.
Yeah.
Atop your throne of human skulls in your ivory tower.
It is so much more advantageous to gamble that if you are thinking that you're making any kind of like progress.
Yeah, so it's okay for people to do it because they're stupid.
No.
Are you sure it wasn't Riff that decided this? Riff's usually the one that talks about how stupid our players are.
Yeah, God.
I'm going to devise a puzzle.
I hate those guys.
That will stump them because they are stupid. I mean, I'm going to devise a puzzle that will stump them because they're stupid.
It's really hard to devise a puzzle that would be considered in retrospect fair that will actually stump people.
Medium strength puzzles are really difficult to build.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Emiliana is happy that we rendered chatbot
safe.
Unjob bruisable.
RDFM wants to know our fax number because he made some apple juice.
All right. For those of you who don't know what that was all about, YouTube search for Happy in Paraguay.
Something that has no right to be as funny as it is.
GigaFemtoNano says, why no percent bonus damage on the Crimbo spells, and why doesn't Surge of Icing give HP MP with the Sorcerer buffs? Seems underpowered. Well, it's not underpowered. It's not going to give HP and MP back with the Sorcerer buffs, because it's not sauce, technically. It also doesn't get your sauce bonus. The spell percent damage is a bug, and I don't remember how I made that. I looked at it, and then I was like, eh, I'll fix this later. S. Rose Create says, the new casino minigames in KOL has got me developing a small gambling addiction. Well, that's our specialty. Josh Grimmer says, every time the elven cello drops, I read it as Elvish Costello. Maybe a ranged weapon with a to-hit bonus? My aim is true. We have a ranged weapon with a to-hit bonus somewhere. Where is it? What is it?
I don't remember.
It is like a gun.
Is it a butt tuba?
No, it's one of the.
Was it?
It's
the
like an item of the month.
Sugar
has the
crossbow or something.
Has the sugar enchantment super accurate? I don't remember. Maybe it's the sugar.
Was it that or was it
the sugar shotgun?
Spooky something or other.
Spooky shotgun. Do we make a spooky shotgun?
I don't remember.
Make a Shaolin shotgun. That was a movie by the same guy that did Kung Fu Hustle. It was about like a bunch of martial arts monks arguing about who gets to sit in the passenger seat of a car.
They all used to sit in the seat.
Yeah. What? So what's on the pretentious artist's desktop now?
Well, it is.
Is it like a spider going down on a woman?
No, it's like a bunch of pixel art, actually. I'm guessing they're pixel art representations of
the staff of NPR.
Vinyl toys.
Oh.
And then there's some.
Are they vinyl toys that are themselves super deformed representations of the staff of NPR?
That's possible. And then there's some like blown up portion of an image, I'm guessing, that is like a pixel art sort of picture of a living room with some window washer outside of it.
Hmm.
It's strange. It's not pornographic at all, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. If it's not like somebody being gone down on by an animal or somebody being groped by a guy in an animal suit,
right?
It just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that the pretentious artist would like.
Yeah, it's possible that he found out that I was like looking at his stuff and decided to go some new direction. Nude erection.
Data Vortex says, did you expect the 11 tables to be solved and automated so quickly? I did. I believed that there would be a readily available bot for playing 11 by the end of the first day.
It took like a day and a half.
Hot Stuff, yeah. Hot Stuff argued, no, it won't be on the first day. It'll happen, but it won't be on the first day. And I guess you technically won that bet, although I feel like the spirit of the bet was won by me. And the spirit in the sky was playing while I got gas this morning.
I figured that it would probably take a couple days, and like to get the perfect strategy took a couple days. And,
okay.
And the bots, you know, whatever. I don't know why people aren't playing the slot machines. They're awesome. Yeah. You can play all your turns in one click.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Data Vortex says, can you explain the thinking behind making the Crimbo outfit pieces untradeable while making the other rewards tradable? Well, basically, we wanted, you know, an untradeable outfit was one of our goals, right? Just because it's, I feel like holiday stuff that's untradeable is better as a souvenir, right? Like it's
much more real, sort of like I was there kind of badge of status. You get to turn into a snowman. I mean, that's cool.
That's true. You do get to turn into a snowman. And the rest of the stuff being tradable is just a like. Because, it sort of, he asked another question, is the Crimbo store set up to explicitly force people to choose what they want in that they can't afford one of everything in time? I really kind of believe people can afford one of everything, except for the Crimbo, and that the Crimbo is not there for everybody.
Most people who are playing most days of this content with food from the cafe, so nothing expensive, will be able to get one of everything except for the bow, if they want.
Yeah.
Or they could get a bunch of the smaller stuff and hope that they can sell it, or whatever.
Yeah, so it's not really, the idea of forcing people to make choices is something, you know, that's like all super appealing in theory. But, you know, communism works in theory.
Right. Yeah.
On paper. Red paper. Remember, we need to get
Paranoia?
Your art that stayed on the refrigerator of my house. That was the, like, hammer and sickle with a cock and balls.
Fags.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Fear the rise of gay communist city states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I did that.
Yeah. Or why you had like colored markers at the bar.
I don't remember anything about that at all.
Yeah. I think you were drunk. Watertail says, Jake, do you still want to get into Team Fortress 2? Valve's running a free weekend starting tonight. Also, they're adding fucking swords. Huh. I've never used a fucking sword.
Yeah.
I've always just been more of a bareback kind of guy.
For your jousting?
Yeah. Data Vortex says, can you compare the lag from this year to previous years? How much of it is attributable to the limit of 50 scaling monsters per day? I have no idea. I don't hear as many complaints about the lag.
Yeah,
this
year people talk about it a little bit, but it's definitely not as vocally.
Yeah, but there's also not as many people playing as there were last year.
There's still 2,000-ish at the peak.
Which part of it I feel like is us having in the past year been significantly more judicious about multi abuse.
We really have been.
Because I think, like, in general, like, the played numbers are down, but the number of real people playing the game is not significantly on the decline.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Multizar has been very active in the past year.
Yeah. Data Vortex says, care to comment on speculation in the forum that there will be a large award of bonus Crimbucks awarded for completing the Crimbo quest? Wouldn't count on that.
I mean, you could gamble that it's going to happen.
Or you could just gamble.
Yeah. The casino's there for a reason.
Quink says, my friend would like you to include a giant rooster that blocks your path at some point. Get it? Get it?
Yeah.
It's good. But no, it's funny.
Okay.
D. Fitzger says, how come you can't do multiple uses on a dollhouse or doll hive? Because it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, what is the...
And you could never really get them in big quantities before. Apparently, they're... A lot of people are doing that.
Getting
a lot of doll hives. Apparently tiny plastic naughty sorceresses are becoming a lot more common.
I think two have dropped.
No,
I mean, they're the same rarity that they always were.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's look at our item tracking. Oh wait.
Yeah.
It doesn't track that anyway. That's wait, true. You know what? It does though. Let me look. I wanna see. Item counts. Tiny plastic naughty.
Yep. And wait 3 hours while it runs.
Paul BD says, what are your thoughts on the Torchlight MMO being free to play? I mean, I don't really care. Right?
Notice that it's the British spelling of Torchlight.
Tourchlight. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot. I can't imagine it'll be a lot different from playing Diablo on Battle.net, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that some of these people have never played Diablo, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or maybe that people are expecting greater MMO qualities than what was evidenced in the single-player game.
Aren't they doing something funky with... Isn't Blizzard doing something funky where they're going to require everybody to log into Battle.net to, like, play World of Warcraft?
It's already been
stuff?
Done.
Yeah, that's been done.
Oh, so
all the, or if it hasn't been done, it's near to be having been done.
It was like mid November when they made that happen.
So you log into Battle.net and then you log into
World? No, you just log
no,
into,
it's just
you
yeah,
you just log into World of Warcraft with your email address instead of your you basically have to associate. You had to associate your World of Warcraft account with your Battle.net with a Battle.net account. And then you just log into World of Warcraft with your Battle.net credentials.
Instead of your old World of Warcraft credentials,
yeah.
Weird.
It's the process is no more complicated for the user. The switching process also wasn't that big of a deal.
Huh.
It was they're just good at designing interfaces for stuff.
Yeah.
God, I struggled. Speaking of interfaces,
but I just met her.
Struggling to get so my Xbox had been set up with somebody else's Netflix profile on it, and it took me like 2 days, not like two whole days, but like two periods of time
sessions.
That's as long as I can stand to try and get a fucking Xbox to play Netflix movies to get it working. And it was really not, like, they just really don't go out of their way to help you, like, change to a new Netflix account when you've got that thing installed. There is no way to do it without just like digging into the hard drive and not
with a shovel.
Finding it and deleting the credentials. Scraping it. You scrape the particular bits off, with a compass. Because it needs to be magnetized.
Huh. Because I was thinking, metal compass.
So was I.
And then you totally did a switcheroo in the middle of that.
I did. It's comedy.
That was clever.
I've been studying comedy.
Have you?
Yes. Under...
tutelage?
Yeah. So, there are... Naughty Plastic Tiny Sorceresses are entering the game at a rate 20 times that which they had been entering before.
Huh.
So, like...
Fascinating.
There are dozens of new ones in the last 2 days. Not, like, hundreds, but dozens of new ones in the last 2 days.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine, because, you know, there are still not too many of them, and this won't...
It's interesting to me that people are using their Chromebooks on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a choice. Those crates were in there mostly just for flavor, and so that there would be something that was one Chromebook, so that you could spend all your Chromebooks. Because while people are going to want to save them as souvenirs, like, there's really no point, and we really don't want to encourage that.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters.
That's true. We won't delete them or anything, but they won't do anything after Chromebook.
So those are our thoughts on the Torchlight MMO being free-to-play.
Yep.
I would assume that it would be free to play, right? Like, I would not, I think, pay for Torchlight again.
Wait. The MMO is not a separate game from the one they already released?
It is.
So would you buy the MMO if it was like a box thing that you then had to...
Probably not.
Oh, you wouldn't, so you wouldn't...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't pay for it again.
You wouldn't play the MMO?
Probably not. You know, It very quickly got to a just like been there, done that state for me in a way that...
The Diablo didn't.
No, because Diablo was multiplayer, right? But I feel like I already...
That's the very beginning? So you think they shot themselves in the foot by releasing a single player version?
For me, they did.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if that is more common.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I don't think about my experience of video games as being... particularly predictive or even useful of how things are going to do in the market, right? Because, we definitely play video games like game designers do. And...
with our feet?
Yeah. Our prehensile feet.
Behind our backs.
We all develop prehensile feet so that we can type faster.
Instead of looking at the screen, we use LiDAR.
What's LiDAR?
It's like radar, but with lasers instead of...
So it's like space looking.
Yeah, they did it. They made Radiohead made a music video where they didn't use cameras; they used LiDAR. Mm. You just illuminate stuff with lasers and look for the reflectance, and then just record all the data, and then you reconstruct the objects in a computer.
Huh.
It's kind of cool.
What did it look like?
It was weird. It looked like sort of computer-generated people, but...
Like sort of rotoscopy.
No, the resolution isn't that good. It's not really designed for, like, person-sized objects. You could make out features. You could tell who the people were, kind of, but it would do these really weird things when it sort of lost focus on an object. It would, like, scatter in really weird ways. Mm. And then they would bring in things like sheets of plexiglass and stuff like that to just make it... get all really funky and crazy and stuff. You should check it out. I forget which song it is.
Mm. Paul Beattie also wrote into Twitter, if you were to write a screenplay, what would it be about? I would write a screenplay about a guy being asked what he would write a screenplay about, who then has sex with like 400 high school girls.
That would suck if they didn't cast you in the leading role, though.
No, I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, you're right. Wow. I would sell it to somebody only with the stipulation that, like, look, I'm only going to take your money if you provide the high school girls to me. And not some other actor, like Johnny...
Come Lately.
Valenzuela. Ricardo Montal.
Bono.
We should take a music break.
Okay.
My
brain is addled by
my radio hurts.
Absinthe nog.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Is it the third hour of radio recording that's flipping you out?
Yeah, I didn't get any music ready.
Cool.
I know. You guys should answer a question or two while I...
NC Sorcerer asks, you're not going to leave any way to retain the decorations on Ascension or anything? I feel like that should happen for one-time stuff. No, it's a consumable, like just like almost all other campground household furnishing type stuff. It does something that you can't get anywhere else in the game. If that's valuable to you and you're an Ascender, you know, that's going to be rough. But if you're a casual Ascender or an occasional Ascender, you can always get some in the mall. And then that is something that people can invest in for the future. Because, you know, for farmers, there's some optimality to having a full set of the holiday household and furnishings and stuff like that. So, you know. Choices, man. Choices.
Yep. All right. And with that, here's some meat puppets. Somebody would have become a phenomenal howling, lightning, tambourine, and the electrical evolution. we're back. Now with 100% more Meat Puppets having been just listened to.
Not 300% more?
Well, yes, also that. Yeah, Radio Bugbear questions, you think?
Sure.
Where did you see that message from RDFM about the fax number?
In the Radio Bugbear questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Suddenly, it's on my screen. Thoreau Stone says, after December 25th, how much of Crimbo Town will remain open? The casino will be open. The, everything will be open to people who haven't finished the quest.
Yeah. The quest, while limited in what you can accomplish on a day-to-day basis, you can start it late and catch up.
Yeah.
Depending on the amount of turns that you have.
Yeah. And it'll stay open until the end of the day on the 31st, I think.
Yeah. I don't want to. I wouldn't personally want to guarantee the closing date or time until we're much closer to that time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, New Year's Eve is tough. It's tough to schedule around what we might be doing.
So it's possible that, like, it closed sometime in the middle of the morning.
Yeah.
Like, don't count on it being around past rollover on the 31st, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Arundel Val Estar says, hey guys, love the Crimbo content. I was wondering if you could clarify how scaling monsters work, however. Hypothetically, say I took a sorcerer level 12, a disco bandit level 19, and a turtle tamer level 19 through the factory. The sorcerer was roughly equivalent to the normal fights I was working on. The turtle tamer was a freaking joke, head plus knee, while the disco bandit was about as relaxing and enjoyable as repeatedly jabbing myself in the nipples with rusty sharp objects. Am I just playing the game wrong, or is this normal? Thanks a lot.
Moxie classes have a harder time with scaling monsters.
Yeah, and the reason is not what we thought it was. So, what you're going to want to do is Moxia's Maneuver.
Probably.
Which sucks.
Or combat items that do scaling damage.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to burn through that many combat items, really. Like,
there are bajillion love songs in them all.
Yeah, but they're like 100 meat each.
Okay.
People don't necessarily want to pay 100 meat a turn to play.
To make 10,000 meat a turn?
People who don't necessarily know that the turns in the factory are worth 10,000 meat a turn, is what I'm saying.
All right. Like, I'm just saying that there are some very obvious possibilities.
Right. I'm just, you know, the reason that we made that change that we then undid was to try and sort of balance it out a little bit, which I feel like the change was fine at the low levels, but the problem is high level stuff. And the basic issue is
monsters' hit points are being calculated based on
your muscle, so that's not a big deal.
It becomes a big deal when you get to the point where you can't do enough damage to kill them.
Right, but the reason the Moxie classes have trouble with that is because Moxie classes don't have any attacks that scale with their Moxie.
Right.
Mist classes have attacks that scale with Mist. Muscle classes have some scaling attacks, but Moxie classes just don't.
Yep.
So we've tossed around solutions to that. Yeah, Moxie's Maneuver does, and that's the thing. Replacing, adding like the backstab and snipe skills, mm-hmm. right? Figuring out a way to make it so you can just like do a bunch of damage if you gain initiative with a ranged weapon was a thing. But like nobody ever liked any of the stuff that we came up with for it, basically. Like that, there's been stuff existed on dev for a long, long time.
It's been like a year or more that those have been around.
Way more than a year.
If only we could go back and review the year.
Yeah.
We'd have a better idea of what happened this past year.
A week from 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So the problem, the reason that you can't just fight them, right, is that ranged weapons do less damage than melee weapons. It doesn't scale as you outstat them. And so that's a problem. And the reason that ranged weapons do less damage is because we don't want a situation where one stat is being used for hit calculation, damage calculation, and dodge. Because that seems bogus and busted. But maybe not, you know? So I was thinking, I've been thinking a lot about what I would do if I was making a KOL 2. Right? And I've been, like, really thinking about it. Like, thinking about how to just, like, sort of take the concept and the content and just make a better designed game out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And And I think that I would probably do something like the like 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons approach, which is to say, make something that was a better designed game, but that infuriated all of my fans, and that was ultimately a failure.
That was more like a video game.
Yeah. Make a version of KOL that's more like a video game. No. So, basically, have every attack be stat versus stat. So, like, a monster has muscle, mysticality, and moxie. You have muscle, mysticality, and moxie. A regular hit with a melee weapon is, say, muscle versus muscle. Right? So, the conceit being that, like, say, it always hits. Right? But it's just they resist damage using their muscle, because it's an attack against muscle. And then there are attacks that are against mist, there are attacks that are against moxie, and most, for the most part, it'll be like one of your stats against one of their stats, right? But like sometimes it'll be, you know, rather one of your stats against the same stat on them. The question of like hit rates is, it's, I feel like it is not fun to miss.
Okay. But if you, I would counter with, it is not fun to always hit.
Sure.
So.
So, if
you need the ability to miss to make the hits more worthwhile, or you need to be able to adjust your hit ratio, but at a cost of something else.
Sure. So here's what I'm kind of imagined. Every attack, you know, and maybe spells don't. Like, let's say a melee attack, your basic melee attack skill has a 60% chance or 70% chance of hitting. Let's say a 70% chance of hitting. Then outstatting or being outstatted by the monster can sway that plus or minus 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And then gear and passive skills can add to it, you know, like, we could either do the thing that, like, Blizzard did and then is backing away from, where they're
everything
sort of
scaled,
moving away from the ratings things that are, like, you know, the sort of diminishing returns on adding to stuff. Which, it's like, you can see why they made every decision that they made, right? Like, you know, because it's easy to say, oh, well, we'll let people add plus 10%. Over all their gear, and then it's like, oh crap, we're 1/100th of the way done designing this game, and we've already given them enough gear to have plus 40%. You know?
Right.
That kind of thing. Passive skills, because it's another thing. But, like, you hit most of the time, let's say. You're not going to get into a fight where you're just unable to hit a monster. Maybe you get into a fight where you're unable to do enough damage to kill it. But, yeah, I don't know. Just the combat in KOL is kind of broken. And Moxious Maneuver is a band-aid. Sucks, and I hate it. I want to get rid of it. Everybody's like, but we need it for uncapped scaling monsters. And my answer to that, I really think, may well be no more uncapped scaling monsters. Ever. Because that's not what scaling monsters are for. And I understand that the things that people like in the game are not necessarily the things that we put in the game. Right? People get excited about the unanticipated consequences of things.
Emergence.
Yeah. Maybe they drink too much emergency.
It's possible. Are they very healthy?
Yep. Fineldar says, Dear Jake and Mr. Skullhead, I calculated myself with math and shit how often my dealer got 11 in 11s. It was 63%. You guys suck huge donkey balls. CDM probably coded that, right? Fuck you, CDM, and fuck your couch. Is he calling CDM a godless couch fuck?
I guess.
God never burdens the dealer with more 11s than he can rape Fineldar with. Lady Oolong says, People are stumped! I read that as, people are stupid. What does stealth mistletoe actually do? The messages don't hint much at the effect, and the numbers aren't visibly changing. And I know about the kissing when using disco bandit skills. Yeah, it's hard to spade. And as you say, people are stupid. Riff agrees with you.
Yeah.
Fred Levi says, I like the idea of the skill-enhancing properties of the Bandersnatch, but I never got one. Could you add epic familiars to the Nemesis quest that are 1/6 of the Bandersnatch?
Each class gets a different 1/6.
Well, yeah, like it would affect their class's skills.
Yeah, the Postomancer gets the Seal Clubber's 1/6, and they're untradeable, and they go away when you ascend. Yeah, they're like familiars that don't have souls. We could do that. We could introduce familiars that don't have souls, so they go away when you ascend.
Huh?
Yeah, just like quest items don't have souls. That's why they go away. Tomatoes have souls. Sneaky Pete's key, no soul. Which is ironic, considering the amount of soul that Sneaky Pete had.
Right? He was kind of a funk soul brother.
Yep.
Maybe just a soul brother.
Fred Levi says, you know, familiars that only work for specific classes only augment the skills that belong to that specific class. Yeah, no, I get what you mean, and that's cool. It's a cool idea. Probably won't do it. Because it's too cool. Sompum says, how is an 11 deck stack? Does it have an even number of each type of card? Well, no. It has an odd number of each card, that number being 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's very straightforward.
Yeah.
It's like a regular deck of cards, except for it's missing a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, king.
Yep.
And there are no jokers. PizzaKiller55 says, continuing from the response on Monday... All right, so the response on Monday was, how do you talk to a girl that you have nothing in common with?
And you said maybe you shouldn't.
We said you don't, yeah. Was that on Monday or was that on Thursday?
I don't remember.
How do you know about it?
I don't remember.
Were you there?
I don't remember. In my presence, I think, you said... You know, you would somebody like, how do you talk to a girl that you don't have anything in common with? And you said something like, I think you might argue that you shouldn't or wouldn't or whatever. And I don't know if I was in the room or if I heard you through the office wall or what.
Huh.
So I don't know.
That's creepy that you just sit there listening to me through the office wall.
Yeah, well.
We need to just install that window.
Yeah.
But then technically, our fart armistice would be impossible to to maintain.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just closed. Everyone's all just slam the door closed, fart, reopen it.
It'd be kind of funny if it was, instead of like a regular window shape of any kind, it was just like big enough to slide a pie through.
So we would talk through the pie hole.
Yeah. Well,
we would use our pie holes to communicate.
There was that joke, but also just the idea of if I wanted to send you a message, I'd have to bake a pie.
And write the message in icing on the top.
Yeah. That's a very specific slot that'll accept something pie-shaped, but nothing else.
Yeah, nothing smaller, even. Yeah. Like, there's actually just a sophisticated webcam attached to a chainsaw that'll just destroy anything that's not a pie.
Or just cuts it into the shape of a pie. So
Back in the mid-90s, before the internet, we... that has nothing to do with the internet. In my fraternity house, we...
It was before space AIDS.
We had, our drinking glasses were, like, these plastic, like, nearly indestructible cups that we called bouncers. I think, the product might have been called a bouncer. It sort of looked like a beer mug, but it was made out of plastic. And we called them bouncers. The story went because you could throw them off of the roof of the 5-story fraternity house, and they would just bounce. Mm-hmm. So, in order to sort of facilitate getting those back down to the kitchen for washing before dinner, because otherwise they'd always just end up everywhere in the house, and it sucked having to go get them, we built the bouncer return system, which was basically just a pipe that went all the way down, which had holes and everything, every floor or whatever. But people also wanted to be able to use that for, like, aluminum cans, because then we could just take the recycling out, and again, you wouldn't have to, like, go through the house to pick up recycling or whatever. And so somebody built an electric eye that would, rotate a slider, and so it would sort them into different boxes down at the very bottom.
Dang.
Which was tricky, because they also traveled pretty fast by the time they got down there, if you drop them from the 5th floor, so it was interesting.
But it worked?
Yeah. It was pretty reliable, too.
What if you put an aluminum can inside one of the bouncers?
I don't know. I don't know what would have happened.
What if you put one of the bouncers inside an aluminum can?
That would have been very tricky.
Melted it.
Yeah. They were, like, you could get, like, you could break up, you could mess up the bouncers by using acetylene torches, people cut into them that way. They were really tough, though.
Hmm. Were they all scratched up?
They did get scratched up over time.
It seems really gross.
I mean,
I really don't like the idea of drinking out of, like, scratched plastic.
We had a dish sanitizer, though. Yeah, nothing was going to survive.
I know, but I just feel like, you know, I don't. I actually wash all of my dishes with feces.
I really like drinking out of glass. I'm not a big fan of drinking out of plastic.
Me neither.
Drinking out of cups.
Being a bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Anyway, Pizza Killer 55 says, continuing from the response on Monday, what should said man do if he knows what to say to the girl, but said man is too scared to talk to said girl? By the way, I'm not said guy, wink. You can't be too scared to talk to a girl.
You can be, but...
Yeah, but you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be.
Like, worst case scenario, you embarrass yourself horribly, and for the rest of your life, you look back on it and just kind of wince. Right, which is
pretty awful.
That's pretty awful. But, like, it's also pretty stupid, right? Like, I think about that. I have a lot of moments like that. Just, like, sort of, like, you know, clumsily asking girls out and failing, you know, like...
Yeah, you, I think, are particularly, like, not susceptible, but, like... There will be moments that you and I will both go through, and you'll be like, wow, that was really embarrassing. And I'll be like, really? Like, I did not interpret that exchange that we both... you know, were present for as embarrassing at all.
Yeah, no, I have a refined sense of embarrassment, I think.
Yeah.
But it's stupid. It is stupid to feel that way. Like, about, like, some girl that you didn't get to go on a date with.
Or to talk to.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of ways to think about it. You are not going to gain anything by not talking to her. Right. If you're hoping that she's going to come up to you to start a conversation, you are almost definitely going to, if you hold your breath, you're going to suffocate, you know, like.
And if you, as you age, if you rely on women coming to you for all of your relationships with women, you're going to end up in a lot of relationships that you're not particularly satisfied with.
Yeah. So
don't do that.
You know, think of it like practice, at the very least. Go up to a lot of girls and talk to them.
Yeah, that's the thing. If there's a, like, here's the problem. If you're, like, 19 and there's a particular girl that you're, like, totally obsessed with, like, just walk away. Like, it's not going
to
happen.
Talk to 10 dozen
talk
other girls.
Talk to 10 dozen
and
other
then,
girls in some other town. And go to some other town and go to where girls are and talk to them.
And then go back to your town and you won't have a problem talking to the girl that you're obsessed with.
But no, don't. Don't get obsessed with a girl. When you're 19, don't get obsessed with a girl who doesn't know you. Don't spend hours and hours and hours thinking about how great it would be if you could get together with this girl that you're never going to get together with. Like, it is just a waste of time. It is a waste of time, and it is just going to make you sad, because when you are like a 19-year-old guy, you are full of testosterone that is doing horrible fucking things to you. You will do the most ridiculous bullshit because of jealousy, and you will make an ass out of yourself, and just knock it off. Just listen to Eminem, because he does know one thing, and that is, bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. See, for him, bitches, they come, they go on, like, a weekly basis. But, like, you know, for a normal dude, like, serial monogamous, modern male, every year or two.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Talk to her, I think.
Yeah. But don't be surprised. Don't be surprised.
Don't,
as a 19-year-old nerd, don't be surprised if you never get to hold hands with the girl that you spend 75% of your day thinking about how awesome she is, because it's probably not going to happen. Like, you know, you can tell when a girl is into you, and she does not exhibit it by, say, not knowing that you exist, right? Like, that's not a sign. A girl not knowing that you exist is not a sign that that's a girl that you're going to date. Right? Like, some girl that knows you would probably date you, but you're not paying attention because you're obsessed with some girl that's out of your league.
But I would just, you know, like, talk to as many girls as you can, and it will become easier.
Talk to as many high school girls as you can. Our advice for high school, talk to as many girls as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, though, the whole going to another town, go to camp. Like, go to camp and talk to a lot of girls. Go to, like, yeah, just, like, go to, I don't know where to go. Go to like another city is.
Go to another school.
It's hard to swing that though. Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes there's only one school in a town.
That's true.
So it depends. It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Talk to girls on the subway, because it is important as modern American males that we perpetuate rape culture.
Yeah. The internet.
Anyway, don't be scared. Pizza Killer 55. Don't be scared. Casey Wiederman says, I'm surprised the Raconteur Elf doesn't contain more references to the band The Raconteurs. Whether or not you like their music, it's a reference is begging to be made. Yeah, I was a little surprised too. I expected that elf to be Jack Black.
Jack White.
No, I expected it to be Jack Black because I'm like, yeah, Scully's retarded. What? You know,
like, he's colorblind.
Yeah, like, no, that was not the assumption that I was making at all. I was. Yeah, that's what I meant, was Jack White. No, I meant Ron White. I mean, Jim White. I mean, Jim Black.
Ron Perlman?
Yeah. Rhea Perlman?
Ron Burgundy.
Burgundy Cabernet Zinfandel. I'm going to change my name to Burgundy Cabernet Zinfandel. I'm going to say Zinfandel like that.
BCZ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder who would win in a fight between Ron Perlman and Rhea Perlman. Because, like, Ron Perlman's a big dude, but, like, you gotta imagine that Rhea Perlman would fight fucking dirty.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, I mean, because seriously, like, how big are you if your fucking eyes are clawed out before you even get out of your chair, right? And, like, I feel like that's the kind of shit Rhea Perlman would do. Like,
plus, she'd totally like, just tag in Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He would waddle around amusing you, so you would laugh and become short of breath. I'm assuming that Danny DeVito is always dressed as his character in Batman Returns. Because, I mean, why wouldn't you if you were,
yeah,
if you were
that's,
Danny DeVito?
That's
like,
true.
Like, it seems like once you had played that role, they surely let him keep the suit, right? So, like, if it was me, I would just wear that shit all the time. If for no other reason than to be able to make people laugh and distract them while my wife gouges their eyes out.
Getting your eyes gouged out sounds like no fun at all.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Remember in 28 Days Later when Jim White gouges that dude's eyes out? He goes crazy.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone considers Crazy by Gnarls Barkley to be the best song of the decade.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a pretty good song.
Their list was pretty, like, there were a lot of songs on it that I sort of agree are, like, really good songs. Like, Hey Ya was on there, you know. This is sort of, like, crazy crossover.
Right.
Multi-genre hit. Irregular says, please consider making the VIP invite a permanent Mr. Store item.
Nope.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Tiny Plastic Glebe says, I'm a level 31 accordion thief with over 1,000 buffed moxie. Why did I fail to run away from a knobgoblin assistant chef? Please make the runaway code less old and busted.
Well, it's possible that you tripped over the actual chef.
Perhaps you tripped over your own ego, Mr. giving me a bunch of details about how awesome you are. The thing is, the runaway code does not take it doesn't take anything into account, right? It doesn't take initiative bonus. I don't think it takes initiative.
I thought it did.
I thought it took initiative.
I don't think it does.
I think it does.
Really?
I thought so.
Well,
you can check.
Fuck,
you
man.
Have the power.
Now the world's all topsy turvy. Now I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Uh-oh, Casey Wiederman's dead.
Huh?
I'm going to hold my breath until the lounge invite is a permanent Mr. Star item.
Huh.
Dear Jick, can you please stop 11 from grabbing my keyboard? I like talking in chat. I don't like inadvertently hitting on a hard 10. That should be fixed if it was pushed out. It was theoretically fixed on dev today. I'm really unclear on how multi-framed web pages decide where the focus is, because you'd think it would be just where you had clicked last, but apparently not.
Wow, this is... oh no, you're right.
Jade Dragon Piece says
no, it does take initiative.
There are two buff bats bots back on the basement board.
Are there?
Yep.
Well, send us a list of who they are.
Yeah.
Because we don't
know.
Two
buff bots back on the basement
board. Yeah, that's a pretty cool statement. Yeah, so the answer, Tiny Plastic Gleaves, is that your initiative bonus sucks.
Yep. You don't get to outstep, like, I feel like just getting a guaranteed run away from monsters that are really low level, I mean, I guess it could, like, just
it makes some
it.
Sense,
just
but
kill it.
You know, let's say you're drugged up. Just because you're
it's
high
true.
Level
what
doesn't
was
mean
it, level 31
yeah, maybe your level
character
like
doing running away
yeah,
from
are you slumming? Is that what you're doing? You're slumming.
Slumming and then running away from
yeah,
these guys.
Wow, you're just cruising for a letdown.
Thrower of Stone says, any chance of releasing a beard mode or equipment that adds a beard to your main character or maybe to all monsters?
You mean
I'll just draw hundreds of beards on monsters.
Wait.
But then they'd all be giant. It's
yeah,
sort of like giant mode.
I was going to say, like some sort of enlarging ray or you could, what? If you wanted to make everything giant except for you, you could just shrink yourself.
Yeah. There is no spoon.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. That in the initial draft of the movie, that was how it went. And I for one feel like that's a better lyric. a better line of dialogue. The Matrix was a song, right? It was like a music video to a really avant-garde song that was a lot of talking and gunfire.
Yeah, yeah. Like a rock opera, except it was a without as much music and singing.
Yeah. Let's see. Linguini Lad says, today I fought the Bolt Cutting Elf, puttied it, got the quest item, and turned it into the Dawn. When I used the putty monster and fought it and I didn't get the quest item, it drops. Worth 250 crim bucks. Why won't it work? I was clever enough to figure out the strategy, so why does it only drop once? Because it's a friggin' quest item. You know, you're not getting 250 crim bucks for the item.
My answer was, because we are clever enough to have thought of that before you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not really. Not too far ahead of time.
Yeah, not exactly.
That Scully went all changing shit, like, when I had an hour. It was fine, though. I mean, it's better the way it is now. It's just, it was touch and go.
Rough around the edges.
It was touch and went for, like, the first night. ChefBob27 says, I'm surprised I didn't encounter Will Ferrell in the Crimbotown Toy Factory. Oh, wait, isn't that the new Ultra Rare encounter? You know, I still have not seen Elf, and the pretentious artist tells me that it's good and that I should see it.
I saw it in the theater, and it wasn't as nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's not. I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan in general. So.
You
me
like
neither,
Anchorman.
But
Anchorman's okay.
It was inoffensive.
I killed a guy
unoffensive,
with a trident.
Inoffensive.
Yeah. Steve Carell's great, though, you know? Yeah. That's the thing. I like Paul Rudd.
I think it was a large part of what I liked in Elf was Bob Newhart as the dude's father.
Yeah. He's like 800 years old, I think. But he made some sort of pact with the devil.
Gabriel666 says, for some odd reason, in my inventory, the tiny shaker of salt that goes to my saber-toothed lime appears as anti-aliased curves, but when you click the description, it appears normal. That is a weird...
What? I've never heard of that bug.
And anti-aliased curves is in quotes?
Well...
So, I mean,
it's possible that it's not
anti-aliased curves appear?
I mean, I am guessing that that's some sort of weird either internet or browser issue.
The Tiny Shaker of Salt, I, like, clone the Tiny Shaker of Salt for every piece of familiar equipment that I make.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's the first one I thought of the first time I did that, and so now it's just habit.
Huh.
So sometimes new familiar equipment will be for saber-toothed limes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They deserve more equipment. They're cool familiars.
Asshat says, all I want for Christmas is a tiny hadron collider that excretes time toast from its black hole. Well, we tried to give you one, but some birds
from the future
flew back in time
to drop bread on it.
So is it back down again now?
The Hadron Collider?
I feel like the
last I heard was a few days ago, and they had achieved like the high like a record level of energy.
I had heard that, and then I said that, and you were like, nope, more birds and toast. I was like, oh.
Toast?
Bread? host. So I don't know.
What were we trying to put in the Large Hadron Collider when Riff and I were both decided to put something in the Large Hadron Collider?
Was it H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah.
It was something that you required a large circular track for.
Donut?
A donut. Do you think you can make a car out of donuts and then use that car to do donuts?
Oh.
Wow. So instead of like skid marks, you'd leave like icing tracks? Mm. Cool.
There's still skid marks.
If you leave skid marks in your pants, are they made out of icing?
Yes. Huh. That's because I'm on the all-icing diet.
Wow. You probably would have skid marks.
Yeah. All icing, and it's all inserted anally. By the way,
icing enemas?
If you're making a cake this holiday season, you might want to get your own icing
dispenser.
Yeah. What do you call those? Those things, the like weird rubber bag with a metal tip that screws onto it.
A pastry bag. And icing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you ever scratch your pastry so hard that you got a hole in your bag?
Mm. You ever go to eat a pork sausage and mine has got hairs growing all over it?
What?
Did you ever go to eat a pork sausage and find it's got hairs growing all over it?
That video, man. Sparksall says, why don't the elf resistance buttons give you elf resistance? That's pretty funny. We should just put a cosmetic enchantment on that. She says, elf resistance. Apocalypse Throb says, please say there are some Ninja Bread Man cookies in the advent calendar. Hadn't like Matt Connelly been drawing Ninja Bread Man comics and then somebody else did a Ninja Bread Man?
I don't know.
And he was like, oh darn, somebody stole my idea. I knew that Matt Connelly had drawn a bunch of Ninja Bread Man comics a long time ago.
Who's Matt Connelly?
He used to work at
the Pretentious Artist that used to work for McFarlane Toys. You may have met him at Comic-Con at some point.
Possibly.
LlamaMan58 says, have you guys thought about making combat all Ajax-y instead of a bunch of page loads? That would be irksome.
Combat is really, really complicated at this point.
Yeah. Kevin the Slightly Incontinent says, I was told to send you a PM for questions for Jick on the radio. I would like to ask if there could ever be an aftercore option that allows auto-equipping of all familiar equipment in one go. No, because there's a lot of potential ambiguity there.
And theoretically, in the future, there will be more.
Hurricane says, wait, Tiny Plastic Type Login says, I would like Rest in Campground to show up as Last Adventure. I mean, there's no reason it couldn't be done.
I mean, we keep meaning to make Resting a zone.
Sort of.
We sort of keep meaning to do that.
God, I'm tired.
The wrench is still... It's still a club, but it's ranged?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's not the first... The Can of Maces is a ranged club. Because Hurricane wrote, arranged club? Really? Is that what you want to be teaching our seal clubbing children, that they can be wusses and throw things at their targets?
Does it return, like some sort of boomerang?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Maybe you tie a rope to it. You'd lower a monkey.
Run over there and pick it up.
We were talking about a child trapped... Actually, so, what happened was...
We were having a meeting.
Yeah, we were having a meeting out in front of the house, and... the cat that Lycra, the outdoor cat that Lycra has adopted, came up and was meowing, and I was like, what is it? Is Timmy trapped in the well? And I said, all right, let's go. Show me the way, or whatever. And so the cat turned around and like left to show us where Timmy was, and we were like, you were like, oh.
I said something about lowering a monkey down with a sandwich.
Yeah, and I said, I would probably use a rope.
And what I thought you meant was lowering a monkey down who was holding a rope. On a rope, but also holding a rope. But then I suddenly realized that what he meant, and I got this image in my head of like a 40-foot party sub, monkey at the end of it, being lowered down the well, and then he has to grab the kid and then eat his way up the sandwich.
Yeah. So that's our new plan for getting Timmy out of the well.
I thought I could eat a 40-foot sandwich from Lee's.
Probably.
There's no fucking way.
Eventually.
There is no fucking way I could eat a 40-foot sandwich from Lee's. I could probably... probably in one sitting I could eat
6 feet.
Three.
6 feet.
I would explode. I would be uncomfortably full after 2 feet. I'm uncomfortably full after two of those sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Alright.
That's too much food. I want like 1.5.
I want slightly less bread.
Their regular sandwiches aren't very good. Their regular deli sandwiches.
Huh.
They don't have the same... They don't have the vegetables, man. It's the vegetables...
Yeah, the carrots is kind
of
what...
So we have to add this to the list of recommended places for next year.
It's far away from everything, though.
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean, Four Peaks wasn't exactly close to Con.
Ooh, and I've already written the tagline. Lee's sandwiches. Jick won't fucking shut up about them. Let's go to Lee's sandwiches for lunch tomorrow.
I have to finish all of my food in the...
What? So, well, get a Lee's sandwich, and you can put all of the food that's in the refrigerator on a Lee's sandwich.
If, assuming that Riff and Lycra are up, you can go with them.
They're leaving at like 6.
Oh, never mind, that's right. They'll be on the airplane.
Bullshit. If the airplane flies over Lee's sandwiches, maybe they can pick me up something.
Or they could drop a monkey with a rope out the plane.
Yeah, to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
And a long enough rope. To give him a long enough rope, he'll take Jake a sandwich.
Okay. They go to the airport. They
tie a grappling hook to the bottom of the plane.
No, they
shaped
have
like Lee's
sandwich. They go to the airport with a rope, and they've been stringing it out behind them, and it runs through a pulley that's in the office.
Okay.
And then they
drop one end at Lee's sandwich.
Yes, with the monkey. He grabs the sandwich, and then they just hold on to the other end as he's whipped violently around to the office, where you will take the sandwich out of his hands.
Oh, yeah, as he flies past.
Yes.
I was thinking I would just pull the other end of the rope, slowly dragging the monkey across town.
I see. No, they just
do it quicker, you would eat the sandwich.
Well, that's why you drop... You have both ends. You have it looped through here at the office. You have both ends. You drop him down. He just grabs a sandwich. But because you're traveling like 400 or 500 miles an hour, he will very quickly whip to the office.
He's got a chance to eat. And then get dragged through the pulley. Like,
well, that's why you have to grab the sandwich before that happens.
Before that happens. before it gets splattered with monkey blood. Yeah. Ooh. And then for dessert,
the brains.
Chilled monkey brains. You knew right where I was going with that. It doesn't seem like chilled monkey brains would be good at all. Like, I can imagine, like, eating some pink ice cream out of a monkey skull, and that would be tasty.
Like pink flan.
Yeah.
Or Jello Jiggler.
You know, it's probably... brain probably is... Probably just like...
Can you still buy Jello Jigglers?
Well, it's just you just make Jello with half as much water or twice as much Jello.
With Knox, you put Knox gelatin in.
Yeah.
I once helped to make a gelatin iMac, like one of the very first.
The Bondi iMac. Blue.
Yeah. Apple ran this weird promotion where they gave away free computers to the person or team that made the best representation of that computer out of
Jello.
Well, a particular substance from any given year.
Potatoes.
The first year it was Jello for the iMac, and then they gave away a cube, one of the sort of 6-inch cube things that they did. Best person to make it out of ice.
Huh.
And
you didn't win that one.
We didn't win either year. No, we didn't. The second year we didn't bother finishing because we made. That was fucking aggravating. We made 5 sides of a 6-sided ice box, and it looked pretty good. And then, in the process of flipping it over to get the 6th side attached, because we were, like, sort of wetting... We made sheets, we were wetting them, and then letting it refreeze and stuff like that. Somebody dropped it and broke. Super frustrating. We're gonna put little LEDs inside.
It
was at life size, so...
Oh.
6 inches by 6 inches by 6 inches.
Or were you holding it high enough up that it would break?
It only dropped a couple inches and just shattered.
Huh.
Yeah, it was.
Why did you make it out of such shitty ice?
We didn't have ice 9.
That would have sucked, because once you touched it, you would die.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
At least you'd have a free Mac cube.
Yeah.
Drakefly says, /eat handful and of nuts and berries. Prompts for disambiguation with cranberries? Can't you flag some plurals as not worth matching? We'd help point them out. Look, we're an equal opportunity eating handfuls of shit-er. So, All right, we have to stop being on the radio.
The VIP Crimbo tree is not working, and it will work very soon.
It's just not done yet. I mean,
it will start doing what it's supposed to do, hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, they are called pastry bags, says Gleebs. I used to wash them at my old job.
Huh. It came out somewhere. It did.
Just tell anyone who doesn't know how to talk to girls to Google up some Albert Ellis behavioral psychologist. Oh, well, okay. That's what I'm telling them. All right, cool. Good night, everybody. I forgot to get a song. No, I didn't. Wait, yes, I did. I picked a song, but I forgot to cue it up.
Have a good weekend, and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.